Thank you for coming. Our desire is to speak something about Chaitanya Charitamrita, even though it is a very most exalted book. It is still so sweet, it's very hard to resist, even though we may not be very exalted ourselves. And before we begin, we'd like to offer our humble obeisances at the feet of Srila Prabhupada for translating Chaitanya Charitamrita and giving us access to this sweetness that is the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course to obeisances to Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who translated Gaudiya Bhasya, or wrote the Gaudiya Bhasya, and Prabhupada drew from this extensively in his own translation and commentaries, and also offer obeisances to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, who wrote this most incredible book. It has so many dimensions. It speaks on so many different levels. And whatever level that one can touch it on, it has its own sweetness and intelligence and its mysteries too. And of course we offer our obeisances to the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siya Dvaita Gadadha Shiva Sarivor Bhaktivinoda. In the very first part of Chaitanya Charitamrita in Adi Lila, the first 8 chapters are offering, there are 14 verses that begin the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the next 8 chapters or the first eight chapters are an explanation of those 14 verses. And in that, very much first glories of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are described, then Nityananda Prabhu, then Advaita Prabhu, and Gadadha are described in those chapters, and also the Panchatattva as a whole. And then following that, there are chapters 9, 10, 11, and 12 that describe the tree of Sri Chaitanya and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is manifesting himself in the world through the devotees. And it's such an interesting section of Chaitanya Charitamrita because it describes how it's a chintya beda beda, how the devotees are individually presenting things according to who they are, their individuality, and their realizations, but also it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is working through them. So everything is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, all the different branches, and in one of the chapters in that section, Srila Prabhupada says ISKCON is one of the branches of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tree. In other words, it's Prabhupada manifesting ISKCON, but also it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's energy invested. Krishna Shakti Naivina Tar Pravartana. It's Krishna Shakti, Mahaprabhu's Shakti, that's propagating the holy names all over the world. And then in the final chapters of Adi Lila, there's 14, 15, 16, and 17. And in those chapters, there's a very brief summary of much of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavata's description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth, then his childhood and growing up, then his becoming a most powerful student, and then spreading the Krishna, taking initiation from Sripad Ishwarapuri, and then And then spreading Krishna consciousness up to the point of him taking sannyas. So there are three sections in the Adi Lila. Do you remember what they are?
15, 16, 17.
That's a good answer, but maybe I asked the wrong question. There are three sections in Adi Lila. The first is the first 14 chapters, the first 8 chapters. Then there's the description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tree and the branches. And then there's the summary of Mahaprabhu's pastimes from his childhood, birth, childhood, studentship, marriages, and great scholarship, and spreading Krishna consciousness. And then finally, he's taking sannyas. The Madhya Lila, there's 2 chapters right at the beginning. And the first chapter of Madhya Lila describes a summary of all of Madhya Lila and the first 14 chapters of Antya Lila. And it's very specific why Krishnadas Kaviraj says he's doing this, is because he really wants to explain the final pastime, the very final pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because in those pastimes he's experiencing that which he actually came for his internal reasons, to came for. He wanted to experience the loving emotions of Srimati Radharani and her full separation from Krishna, because that was so powerful that it brought Krishna completely under control. The most powerful thing. The all-powerful Supreme Lord is brought under control by the powerful love of his devotees. And later on in Madhya Lila, we shall hear how the love between Radha and Krishna is the highest. But we should not aspire exactly for the highest love, but rather we should aspire to serve that love. And there's a great difference. Because if we aspire for the love of Radha and Krishna, then we are in competition with Srimati Radharani, and that's not a very good thing. But if we serve that love, then what will be described is the most amazing thing, is that Srimati Radharani becomes and tries to serve those devotees. And then when Krishna sees Tansabada Prema Deki, Krishna Hoya Tushta, when he sees the love of the devotees, that they're only concerned with his pleasure, and there's not the slightest tinge of selfishness in their dealings, and they're pushing each other forward, not pushing themselves forward. When he sees that kind of love, then he is pleased, and that is what nourishes our Krishna consciousness, Krishna's pleasure in that way. It's so selfless, it's so sublime. And it's what everyone is looking for. And this is the gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that will be described in hundreds of ways, as well as the process of attaining this gift, all the practices required to obtain this gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, so the first chapter of Madhya Lila summarizes all of Madhya Lila, because, as I almost said, that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he was elderly. He was very old, and he feared that he would not be able to complete his description, and that the very thing that the devotees were asking him to describe would not be completed, which was those final pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he was completely immersed in experiencing love for Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and the full ecstasy of her mood of separation. So he feared that he wasn't going to be able to describe this. So he put that, a summary of it, as well as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's methodology of experiencing this. He put this in the second chapter as a summary of Madhyalila. And then in the third chapter, which we're going to begin, Krishna willing, he's going to begin his description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities after he took sannyas. Would you like to hear that?
Yes.
Everyone's masked, so no one can actually talk. Everyone but Braj Mohan. Braj Mohan, you'd like to hear? Okay, we'll begin that. And what I would like to do is suggest, and this is what I've seen in my own personal study of Chaitanya Charitamrita, that you need three eyes to look at it all at the same time. Now, some of us have four eyes, but some of us have two eyes, some of us have one mouth, and some of us have no mouths. But very few of us have three eyes. But we need three eyes to view Chaitanya Charitamrita. One eye, we should see the structure, how Kaviraj Goswami is presenting it, and the order in which he presents it, because it all fits together in such a wonderful way. And then with the second eye, so what's the first eye?
Structure.
Structure. And with the second eye, we should see the process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching by his activities, by his instructions to others, and his instructions through others. He's going to teach us the path to the highest development of love for God, love for Krishna. He's going to teach it by his example and his words to others, and also, do you remember what the third way?
Through the instructions of others.
Yeah. He's going to empower different persons. He's going to preach through them, and speak through them, instruct through them. So, and then there's one more way, and that's watch Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relish. Because he not only came to teach, but he came to personally taste. So the third and fourth chapters of Adi Lila describe this, these both, those two eyes. First, that he came to teach, and also, it's anarpitam chiram charat kunavatirno kalo. And then the fourth chapter describes his desire to taste the sweetness of love for Krishna and the mood of Radharani. So he's going to, so you have to watch that also, that Mahaprabhu is tasting sweetness. I once saw Prabhupada mentioned this point about book distribution. It is that the books are not only to distribute to others, but they're also meant for our own guidance and relishing. So Mahaprabhu also wanted to relish, and he also wanted to teach. So in the first verse, and what I'm going to do, I'm not going to read all the verses and purports, because I want to make sure there's a flow through it so we understand something of the structure and these other points as well. But sometimes we'll read some of the Bangla, and sometimes we shall read parts of Prabhupada's purports, and sometimes all of Prabhupada's purports as we move forward. So Kaviraj Goswami, usually in the first verse of every chapter, he summarizes what the chapter is going to be about. And usually at the end of the chapter, do you know what he does? Do you know what he does? Everyone's in shy mode. What does he do at the end?
He thanks, he pays obeisance and thanks.
Yes, he offers his respects to mostly Rupa and Raghunath and Goswamis by their mercy. But he also does one thing also generally.
it gives me the benediction of reading the chapter.
Yeah, if you listen carefully to this chapter, so many benedictions will come to you. So, in the first verse, what does the first verse do usually?
Summarizes.
So this is what this chapter is about. After accepting the sannyas order of life, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of intense love for Krishna, wanted to go to Vrindavan. But apparently, by mistake, he wandered in Radhadesh. Later, he arrived at Shantipur and enjoyed himself there with his devotees. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There. Did you hear that? Okay, what do you remember? Raise your hand if you remember something. Because this will tell you what the chapter is going to be. Yes.
He had a desire, but meandered to somewhere else.
What did he desire?
To go to Vrindavan.
He desired to go to Vrindavan. As soon as he took sannyas, he desired to go to Vrindavan because there he wanted to meet Krishna, see Krishna. This also happened as soon as he took initiation from his Guru Maharaj. Who was his spiritual master? Shripadi.
Ishwarapuri.
Immediately he wanted to go to Vrindavan. He was in that type of internal mood. He wanted to go to Vrindavan, but then there was an Akashvani, a voice that came to him and said, "Oh, my dear Lord, now isn't the time for you to go to Vrindavan. You will have your time later. Because you still have to perform." Mahaprabhu wanted the third eye, the relishing. Naturally, we want to relish too. But this voice, this Akashvani, reminded him that it was time for him to start the Hare Krishna movement that would spread in every town and village of the world, even to Perth, Australia.
Mm-hmm.